Shot in the chest. We want arrest.
Across the United States, calls for action in the killing of Trayvon Martin.
Justice for Trayvon!
Martin is the 17-year-old boy shot dead in a confrontation with neighborhood watch volunteer George Zimmerman. Martin's parents say their son was murdered. Zimmerman claims self-defense. Local, state, and federal authorities are investigating but have made no arrest. Benjamin Crump is an attorney who represents Martin's family.
We honestly believe that Trayvon Martin is dead today because he was racially profiled.
Zimmerman's supporters deny that, but many Americans insist that's the case.
Shooting Trayvon was a crime!
Shooting Trayvon was a crime!
Representative Bobby Rush is among members of Congress calling for a federal commission to study what they say is race-based injustice.
Racial profiling has to stop, Mr. Speaker. Just because someone wears a hoodie does not make them a hoodlum.
Martin was wearing a hooded sweatshirt known as a hoodie the night he died. Now thousands of people are wearing them as a protest against what they see as racial stereotyping. Chris Bullock is a university student.
I should be able to go outside and just, wear my hoodie without, worry about, this guy may feel this sort of way. I may be threatening to this person.
No peace!
Civil rights activists also cite what they call driving while black. It refers to police allegedly targeting African Americans for traffic stops because they believe blacks are more likely to commit crimes. Racial profiling violates equal protection laws, but many African Americans believe it is common and are calling for change. Greg Carr heads the Afro-American Studies Department at Howard University in Washington.
Politicians tend to respond to numbers. And when you see numbers of people educating themselves as to the realities of racial profiling and then organizing themselves in ways that could lead to legislation, certainly could lead to lobbying and to a greater and increased sensitivity in law enforcement and just in general in society.
Candace House attends a university in North Carolina.
It just kind of upsets me that, we really judge people based on how they look and we don't really stop to judge their actions and to see if they're really good people or not.
Some African-American parents tell their children how to act if stopped by authorities. High school student Effrugene Baptiste relays his mother's advice.
She talked to me. She was like, the safeties of going out on the streets and how anything could happen at any moment. So always, just stay attentive and always be aware of what's going on.
Some say that advice could mean the difference between life and death. Chris Simpkins, VOA News, Washington.